Today on Gardening in a Minute, winter annuals. In Florida, we're lucky to have flowers throughout the year, and certain annuals that are usually planted during the summer in other places can be planted in the winter here. Add organic matter and controlled-release fertilizer to the planting bed for best success. Place winter annuals in full sun and water thoroughly after planting. For striking visuals and biggest impact, limit the varieties and colors of flowering plants you choose. Popular winter annuals include pansies and violas, both of which have edible flowers. Deadheading or removing the old blooms will keep them setting new buds. Snapdragons, petunias, and alyssum are other popular winter choices. Check out University of Florida recommended plant lists to help you choose the best cool season annuals. For more information about winter annuals and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pecans. The pecan is a beautiful tree that's grown throughout the Southeast for the tasty nuts it produces. Native Americans used pecans as a food source for thousands of years before the arrival of Europeans. Interestingly, the inside of the pecan nut is actually liquid until it solidifies into a tasty morsel. Plant your pecan tree during the colder months of the year. Be sure to choose a variety like Elliott or Curtis that has good disease resistance and is suited for Florida. Your pecan tree should start producing good crops in 6 to 12 years. Once it's mature, it may reach up to 70 feet tall. With a little patience and proper care, you'll have a lovely shade tree that also provides you with tasty treats. For more information about pecans and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, soil health. Soil health is a key factor to the success of your garden. Healthy soil is loose, holds moisture, and has an adequate supply of plant nutrients. But the typical Florida landscape has sandy soils that are low in nutrients and dry out quickly. Plus, many homes are built on fill soil that has been compacted by construction. Improving soil health is easy. Loosen compacted soil with a pitchfork or tiller, or use an aerator to add oxygen for roots. To further improve soil conditions, incorporate organic amendments like composted manures, composted yard waste, or worm castings into your planting beds before you plant. Soil health has improved over time, so you can look forward to reaping the benefits of your efforts for years to come. For more information on soil health and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, backyard beehives. Honeybees are great pollinators, so it's no surprise that some gardeners choose to add their own backyard beehives. Keeping honeybees isn't hard, but it does require some preparation and special equipment. You can usually purchase everything you need, including bees, for $200 to $300. Check the phone book or try searching online for beekeeping suppliers in your area. New hives should be established in the spring, so now is a good time to do all of your research and planning. Talk to your county extension office or consider enrolling in the annual bee college offered by the University of Florida. By this time next year, you could be enjoying a well-pollinated garden and the sweetness of local honey. For more information about backyard beehives and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, coloring your lawn. When temperatures drop, many Florida lawns turn from green to brown, but you can easily change the color of your lawn back to green with turf colorants. Turf colorants are paints and dyes that have been traditionally used on golf courses and professional athletic fields. Some cities now have companies that will apply them to home lawns. Customers enjoy a green lawn all winter without the mowing or watering that would be required with an overseeded lawn. Keep in mind that you don't want to try this with paint from the hardware store. Turf colorants are specially formulated to be safe for the grass and the environment. So if you want to add instant curb appeal this winter, consider greening your lawn with turf colorants. For more information about lawns and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.